פרק טס וב, סעיף חוף גימל. אפי אסורה באויכלין, to make pictures with food. Now, till now we discussed a case when she got already letters on the food, and you want to cut the food in order to eat. Now we're discussing a case which one wants to cut the food into special pictures, special into a letter or a picture. It is much worse. Why is it much worse? Because he's doing it specifically in order to make a letter and to make a picture. To make a letter and make a picture on Shabbos is with intention. That's already much worse. But before we discussed it, when you want to go, we discussed the case, you want to go and cut the cake, you want to go and eat. You're not really interested now in making demolishing pictures. Therefore, there's big studies to go and say you're allowed to do it. But in our case now, if you want to go and make a picture, it's much worse. So any sort of making a picture, we don't allow you. But what does he allow you? Is one allowed? He explains. Seif chav gimel, mota lachtech uga lachaticha shatsu osam pshuta, kagoin ribua oi mishulash oi mo'uyan. A person's allowed to go and cut a cake, any sort of food, into a way which it will be a ribua, a square, or a mishulash, or it's a triangle, or it's in diamonds, diamonds, and it's two of them are diamonds. There's no problem. But also, lachtech has all got betzura mokeves yosegim betzura perach or balechaim. If he goes and cuts it into a square or to a triangle or something like that, you say he's not doing anything. There's no more way of cutting. He doesn't have to cut stuff called straight. He's allowed to cut it away in such a way that person's allowed to do. That's what Elchus Shabbos says. But if a person goes and cuts it into a perach, into a flower, or into a special way to make an animal from it, we don't allow you to do it. Like we explained before, because you specially cut it in a way, you know, you should create something. To create something on Shabbos, we don't allow you. Before we discuss the case, when you've got a cake, if you want to eat it, that's maybe the way you call it eating. But if you don't do it in a way to eating, you do it in a way you want to accomplish something, like you want to have a nice animal on the table, a nice cow, you make some chocolate, a cow from a chocolate, then look, you're interested in making something now, you're interested in making a picture, you're interested in writing a letter that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. People should not go and cut vegetables or fruit in pictures in order to make that shulchan nice. Why? Because the same as I said before, you don't have to go and cut up vegetables into a way. I mean, you take, let's say, grapefruit, and you want to cut it into a special flower that you're not allowed to go and chop, because you're not allowed to go and make it into a tzura, and make it into a special tzura on Shabbos. But if it's straight, if it's like we learned before, you're only making it straight, even if you make it round, or you make it into square, or even if you make it into triangle, and we do say you're allowed to do it. Now, what's kedai to go and add on here is, some people think that if a person has fruits and vegetables, people like to make the fruits and vegetables to write with them. That means to have, to put a flower on the, to take a carrot, or they take a cucumber and they make a nice flower from it. They put the cucumber on one side, and then after they make some flowers on the side with a bit of gezer or something else. Now, is that allowed or not allowed? We don't discuss it here. That we learned before, to make a picture which is not stuck together is no problem altogether. If it doesn't have some sort of miskei, it doesn't have a frame, or it doesn't have something which joins it, it's allowed to be done. So we'll add them with vegetables. The person makes with vegetables a picture, not cutting the vegetables into a picture. Now we discuss cutting the vegetables into a picture. Now making it that the vegetable itself, the whole vegetable which is joined together, it's like we have a grapefruit, he wants to make it into a beautiful flower. Now you're not allowed to do, because that grapefruit, you want to make with marzipan, you do a flower. You want to make a flower with marzipan. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because besides multiple time, maybe a different problem from a marech. You're not allowed to make the flower because of it. Because you're making a picture, a special picture. What if you want to make with cream? You're not allowed to do that with Shabbos. But if a person would take vegetables and he's not cutting in the avatiach, people like to do an avatiach itself, they like to go and cut letters inside it. You're not allowed to do. But if a person would take pieces of avatiach and put them on the plate, one next to each other, and with afterwards have come out with this a picture, there's no problem because there's nothing that joins the pieces. Like putting two parts of the letters one next to each other. You haven't done anything on Shabbos. That's good for near the motto loitzi me avatir chatichot ma'ugolot kekadur alidei kafa miyuchedet lekach emizem mishum isa mishum asiyas tshua. He says you're allowed to take out from a avatir, a watermelon, to go and take out with a special spoon, which makes it a round one. He says round is also allowed. Like we said before, you're allowed to do square and triangle. You're allowed to do also round. Near the motor little salat beitzin, the kaf and the senes le salat, tzura chati kador. Right? Oh. He says you're allowed to go and do the same thing right, with egg. You have egg, which is mashed egg ready, which made it into a salad, and you want to take it out with a half spoon, which is, comes out, and you come out a nice spoon, half a kador, round, half round, you want to put it on the plate. And there's no problem, even though you're making a nice picture, you're making round, because he says before, come to the Ocha Shabbos, you're allowed to do round, round and square and triangle, you're allowed to do. He says like this, we're now discussing tosef. Tosef means to go make letters, pictures. Now, there is another problem. The problem is boina. The person putting together pieces, there's a problem also from losh, putting together pieces of egg with mayonnaise, even if there's no problem from losh, there's a problem from a gabin, from boina. You're making it into one piece. The person's not allowed to make cheese on Shabbos. There's not allowed to make hard cheese, yeah? Make some sort of a hard cheese on Shabbos because he's building together. Same thing, if this egg is not well stuck together before, and when you put it inside this spoon, it gets pushed together, then it'd be a problem from the gabin, a problem from boiler. But if the chalokim for the egg are already put together before Shabbos, and you're not joining it more than it was, the only problem is making choice, and you're making a picture, and inside that picture, if you make only a half circle, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Sif Chof Dalet. Also, la some ke'en k'min perach, oy k'min balechayim. A person who making on Yontif, slicha, on Yontif he's going to make cake. You're not allowed to go make in a way it is going to be a flour, or k'min balechayim, or to make it in a way it's going to be animals. And we're also allowed to do a pshuta k'ribua ve'igul kitz. Same as we learned before, to make something in a way, make it special into an animal or a perach, or make it into a flower, or even to make it into letters, you're not allowed to do that lachatchil on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it, like we said before, if you do it round or square, or even if you do it triangle, as you said, you're allowed to do. The person's not allowed to make it in a way which it comes out an animal or a picture. Like we learned before, the problem was making it in such a way is problematic. If you already made and to eat it, that's already the possible one to say, they'd be allowed to do that.